You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the CyberWire's Research Saturday. I'm Dave Bittner, and this is our weekly conversation with researchers and analysts tracking down threats and vulnerabilities, solving some of the hard problems of protecting ourselves in a rapidly evolving cyberspace. Thanks for joining us.
Primitive Bear is an interesting group in that they primarily focus on Ukrainian entities and individuals. So you see a lot of their malicious documents are themed around these government entities.
Our guests this week are Gage Mealy and Yuri Polozov. They are both members of Anomaly's threat research team. The research we're discussing is titled Primitive Bear Gamaradon Targets Ukraine with Timely Themes. The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.
They like to use template injection.
That's Gage Mealy.
So typically they'll have a docx file that'll reach out to a domain to download a template. And then unfortunately in this case, the template domains were down. So we don't know what the .dot files exactly were doing. In previous activity, these .dot files contained a VB script. And then these VB script would begin the infection chain. But unfortunately, in this case, we're not sure, but we wanted to show that they're still using these TTPs, and in this case, in quite a timely manner as well.
And Primitive Bear, we are confident in saying, is a Russian group.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
That's Yuri Polozov.
Some open source reporting even connects them directly to Russia's Federal Security Service or FSB. So it was some irony to see some of the decoy documents that we show in this paper actually referring to FSB as a topic.
Well, let's walk through it together. I mean, let's go through step by step. If someone were found themselves in the target of this group, what would happen? Can you take us through it?
Sure. Yeah. They operate typically through spear phishing. There's likely other ways they accomplish their objectives, but usually they'll do spear phishing, so something that looks legitimate to someone. And in this case, it was timely to current events that were taking place in Ukraine and Russia with the military troop buildup at that time. So They'll use things specific to that time frame to appear more authentic. And then as soon as you click and open that file, it tries to download that remote template. And if that succeeds, potentially bad news for you.
So at that point, they would try to get a second stage payload that would be the actual malware itself, we suspect?
Correct. That .dot file is where the bad stuff lives.
I see. And in this case, as you say, the servers to deliver that were not up and running, so the exploration sort of ended there.
Unfortunately, yes. These groups are smart in that case. Well, they'll have some dedicated infrastructure. You know, they'll turn it on, launch a campaign, turn it off.
Yeah, and the same about the decoy documents. They're very sophisticated. All the search that we did showed that the data, like sensitive contact information in those decoy documents, were accurate. For example, some of them were referring to Ukrainian embassies in different countries, or some military exercises and related phone books to it. And it was always timed, often timestamp in the document was very close, typically the same month that the actual attack happened. And one document in particular, it was decoy was some scientific paper about Ukrainian public relationships with different countries. And so researchers saw this decoy used in attack. And then similar, pretty much the same document as was used as decoy was published publicly in Ukraine, but not before. And the fact that we saw that it's actual scientific paper, that but it was published after Primitive Bear used it. So that way we know that they actually have some way of stealing real Ukrainian documents and using them, weaponizing them, to use them in their attacks, rather than another option would be to just to create some fake document based on known facts. But it seems they use some stream of stolen documents for their purposes.
Yeah, that's an interesting lure there. I mean, you can imagine if someone was interested in the content of this sort of scientific document and they were able to get it ahead of other people, you know, sort of hot off the presses, if you will, that you could really imagine that working as clickbait.
Yes, absolutely. And we saw them using all kinds of topics for their lures, some legal questions, some questions around occupied Crimea. And Crimea is a diverse region, so they would use different languages. They would use Ukrainian, but sometimes they use Russian as well, because many people in eastern Ukraine and Crimea, they speak Russian. So all kinds of lures that they use and experiment with.
But some of the documents, I mean, themselves, they are legitimate documents. They're stealing them or borrowing them from other sources and using the legitimacy of those documents to try to get people to click through.
Yes, absolutely. And it makes it harder to detect with human eye, because it actually a real document that was used.
Yeah.
Right. So in terms of people protecting themselves against this, what do you recommend? Is this something where endpoint protection would be able to notice that something was up?
Yeah, I think potentially, you know, strange email addresses. So tools like that are always helpful. But a lot of it is just education on, you know, if something seems too good to be true, you know, for instance, early access to something, you know, maybe it is. And if you get an email from someone, maybe you should email that again and confirm that it was sent to you. A lot of sophisticated groups, unsophisticated groups, groups of all kinds, use a lot of social engineering as that initial infection chain, because it works, unfortunately.
Right. In terms of Primitive Bear themselves, I mean, I suppose there's no reason to believe that they'll do anything other than keep at this, what they're doing. I mean, it seems like they've had some success, and I suppose we should expect to see more from them in the future.
Yes, they've been busy, and I'm sure they use. You've seen research from other researchers out there, which is really good stuff as well, and different TTPs. It just so happens that this campaign was dedicated to these docx files, but other TTPs are very likely in primitive bears, or are in primitive bears repertoire.
Yeah, and of course, after this research, we already saw a new examples of the activity. But generally, Russian cyber activity is often part of larger geopolitical or military activity. So earlier this year, when fighting in eastern Ukraine was intensifying and Russia were moving troops closer to Ukrainian border, that's why we saw this campaign being more active, and it was an interesting timing. And also it was important that international communities saw Russia moving its troops, but also saw Russia sending malicious emails towards Ukraine, and it prompted a stronger than usual response, and now most of those troops moved back, at least for now, and it's not the end of the story. Putin will continue trying to expand his empire, so to say. But it's where we're at.
Our thanks to Gage Mealy and Yuri Polozov from Anomaly's Threat Research Team. The research is titled Primitive Bear, Gamerodon, Targets Ukraine with Timely Themes. We'll have a link in the show notes.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
The CyberWire Research Saturday is proudly produced in Maryland out of the startup studios of DataTribe, where they're co-building the next generation of cybersecurity teams and technologies. Our amazing CyberWire team is Elliot Peltzman, Puru Prakash, Kelsey Bond, Tim Nodar, Joe Kerrigan, Carol Terrio, Ben Yellen, Nick Filecki, Gina Johnson, Bennett Moe, Chris Russell, John Petrick, Jennifer Iben, Rick Howard, Peter Kilpie, and I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening.